authentic record. Right, another change of pace. George Chopin. I'm all going to say he's a poet and he's some Oscar.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You alright?
Yeah.
Well, this might be a bit boring, but that's your market, isn't it? it's very easy for this room. So I'm going to do some poems. I'm a poet. I'm writing a book of poetry. Any questions? Right, this first poem is a love poem about a girlfriend, before I ever got a girlfriend, since I've been her. She radiates the warmth of a fur coat named from the last British beaver. Tight-fitting, inevitably. Eternal closeness, never to become extinct. She grants me the comforting soft touch of a leaf of sage, such an ease to engage with. She is the soothing aromatic sprig of garden mint that relieves me of irritable bowel syndrome. The much needed nicotine weighted cigarette from which the smoke spirals, dances and curls from. She is the glow beneath the smothering dead ash. That line actually 10 quid. You want? 10 quid. She is my orchestra, my string quartet. Not the cello though, she's not a fat lass. But the violin, a support for the chin she rests gently on the shoulder, like a pirate's parrot, not repeating facetiously, but responding lovingly. She is as subtle and calming as the wedding reception harpist, as discreet as a nurse in the STD clinic, I'd imagine. She is more words than will fit on all this notebook to paper. She's a love too perfect, an undiscovered fictional character.